Why don't you tell the folks at home what you guys worked on today?
Everything. It was wet. It was a little cold. But, you know, the guys seemed to focus pretty well and worked our two-minute situation some. We worked our red zone some. And it was pretty competitive out there. So we felt like we had a pretty good practice.
I know injuries are part of the game, and your motto is going to be next man up. Right. How bad did you feel personally for a rookie like Dexter McDougal when you see him go down with a torn ACL?
Well, you know, I've been taught that you don't get overly emotional. It's part of the game. We all know it. It's tough for him. He's got a tough rehab in front of him, but, you know, he's young, and he'll bounce back. But for us, we have to keep it going. And like you said, next man up, nobody's going to cancel any games, so we got to go out and play them.
What about where D was at before the ankle injury? Hopefully he's back very soon. And John Insick said yesterday, day to day, but just how many steps he's taken. And even him in the limited action he had against the Colts, he was impressive.
Well, yeah. You know, when you draft a guy as high as we drafted D, you know that he can play. It's just a matter of getting himself comfortable, getting acclimated to the speed of the game, learning his defense, understanding what offenses are trying to do and how they're going to attack you personally. And he's starting to come. And, you know, a little setback with the ankle, but when he's back out there, we expect big things from him.
Did you like the way Ellis practiced today? Because he seemed like he was around the ball an awful lot with a number of PDs.
Well, yeah. You know, Ellis is talented. He can play in this league. He's got all the physical tools. You know, again, it's a lack of experience. It's a lack of playing time. But when those guys get up to speed on those things, then their natural God-given ability will take over.
I got to imagine you're just going to echo John Idzik's philosophy of more opportunities for the guys right now, right? Because that's something that people at home I don't think realize is that there's not a lot of reps out here.
Well, yeah, you know, when you're a backup, you're not going to get a lot of reps. So you have to take advantage of the ones that you do get. And when a guy goes down and you get an opportunity to get more reps, it's a chance for you to showcase your talents. And it's your time. And when you do well, you'll get more. And that's what we try to impress upon these guys.
We know AA is a phenomenal athlete. Yesterday, you guys put him on the outside. He comes up with two interceptions. Just over 2 days of work on the outside. How do you think he's done, DT?
He's done well. I mean, but our expectation is that he would do well. I mean, he's athletic. He's talented. He's long. He understands our defense. He knows what we're asking him to do. And he's gone out and he's done it. So, you know, first good 2 days for him out there.
What's the biggest challenge when you're talking about moving from safety to the outside?
One-on-one matchup, you know, the competition play in and play out. You know, a safety is not accustomed to that at corner you are. But, you know, mentally you have to be able to handle that. And we feel like he's strong enough to do so.
Just how good has Jaquan Jarrett been for you since the start of camp here?
Well, he's been good. He has a better grasp of the defense. He's directing traffic. He's still playing physical. You can tell he's worked on his man-to-man pass coverage. So we expect big things from Jaquan as we do the rest of the safeties.
How excited are you to see Calvin Pryor finally get loose Saturday night in Cincinnati?
Well, it's going to be big. Hopefully, he'll relax and the game will slow down for him as he gets more snaps and more reps. But, you know, he's a talented kid, and we're not expecting him to go out and set the world on fire. We're just expecting him to go out and do his job.
What are you seeing from some of your edge guys? So we talked about it before. Quentin, you're happy with, down 17, 18 pounds. He's really not only a physical presence out there, but he's knowing the system a little bit better. Jason Babin just came by before, and we know what Calvin can do as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we have a nice blend of athletic veterans, you know, along with Q. And we expect Q to continue to grow and develop, and we feel like he will. Picking up Jason Babin was big for us. He's a pass rusher who's had tremendous success in the National Football League. Calvin obviously had his best year rushing the passer last year, so we feel comfortable with those guys.